we're back. Okay, that took a while.
Here we go. What happened?
I was busy masturbating.
Yeah, we were being the proudest monkey.
All right. So, why don't you give us the email addresses so people can email in?
But yeah, it's real easy. All of them are at houseofms. Oh, God, that's such a tongue twister. Houseofmnsm.com, and it's either Boy Neil, N-E-A-L, it's Master Noel, or Sir Mark, M-A-R-C Mark.
So. And I guess we'll have to add an extra one soon if PupCore is going to continue to do this.
That depends on what you sirs think. I'd love to.
Oh, Lord, giving you an opportunity to talk live. If any of you know PupCore...
There's a 10-second delay.
If any of you know PupCore and have... are part of his Facebook page, you have seen his continuous updates about his, how can I put this?
Socio-political involvement?
Yes. Which most of the time we do agree and most of us just don't do anything about it. So he'll do it for you.
Well, you find I kind of tend to agree with all that as well, as I've done a lot of work with civil rights and all, and I think that I have no clue what will happen to our country if Mitt Romney gets in. That's a big fear I have. He'll try to turn into a religious anarchy, and I don't think that's quite going to work too well. But
I'm up for half of that idea.
Yeah. Half of it? What, the anarchy part?
Yes.
You just don't want the religion? Why do you want an anarchy?
I think if we've got mature, grown adults dealing with their own lives...
Well, guess what? You've just fucked that whole thing up.
These are politicians and attorneys. They're done. It's not going to happen.
Well, the way I look at it, you know, if there's anarchy, that means people are going to do whatever they want. Everybody will have weapons, everybody will have drugs, and nobody's in control. So the only thing that's different is we won't be paying as high of taxes.
Yeah. I don't think that's quite what Mitt Romney has in mind, though, so...
Who?
He wants the Mormon church to take over our wonderful country.
It's going to be really interesting.
I'll be wearing magic underwear anyway.
Sure. But. Magic wand and all.
That's my department.
Oh, yes. We're going to be in Texas when the result of your guys' election is going to come up, and I'm a little frightened...
In fact, you're
flying. You'll be in Texas.
You're flying into George W. Bush Airport.
Yeah. Not on that day, though. Thank God. I don't know.
Steers and queers in Texas, but they are happy. They did find out there's a gay bar there. What type of gay bar is it?
It's more like Mexican / just regular. Tiny hole in the wall. I think the crowd is quite mixed.
That's one of, you know, it's funny, and that's one of the things. There aren't as many bars around anymore as far as gay bars, and there's very few leather bars around. And I think that's one of the things that makes it more difficult if you have any interest at all in the leather BDSM community, is there's not a lot of places to go other than the internet. Only because it's so easy to use the internet, a lot of the other things have kind of died off. The bar scene is not at all what it used to be, just not that many years ago when I came out. I mean,
back there you had to go to a bar to pick up somebody or hang around the washroom.
Or if you were interested in leather or BDSM, you could find a club that was having at least once a month had an actual leather or BDSM night, so you could get involved in it, you could learn from that, you could learn from those experiences. Nowadays, and you could meet people, and you could make friends, and you could make relationships, or you could start relationships at a different level than the first time you're hooking up to have a scene. And that's something we can talk about on the show as well, because there are places you can go to find different events, like Fet Life is a great one. Mm-hmm. Go on to FetLife.com. There's a list of events. I mean, we have two of them that are ran at, that we help in coordinating at the point.
And at the same time, we do every month, which we're starting, the last Saturday of every month.
We do the thing at Envy.
Yeah, that's also more of an educational evening.
Up at a bar at St. Catharines. And there we have demos going on. You'll be able to experience There'll be pups there, the boys, there'll be slaves, we'll all be there, the family will be there. And people do learn a lot from those events, and even though it's one night. But that's the thing that I kind of encourage and recommend everybody that has any interest or wants to know more about what this is all about, to find events like that. FetLife, there was just recently, wasn't there some type of pansexual event right here in the Niagara Falls area? Just like last night or something.
Yeah, Matt, the Hellfire Club of Niagara, it's called. He does it's a kink night, basically, where he'll take all the equipment and they'll go ahead and they do a bunch of demos, and there's some play areas. You know, there's like 6 or 7 stations. And if you go into FetLife and look up, what did I just say it was called?
Hellfire
Club on FetLife. You can get a hold of Master Matt there, and he'll let you know, because they don't give out where it is. You have to actually contact him and talk to him, because they want to keep it. They want to keep it where it's, you know, pretty regulated. We don't want just anybody kind of going. So.
Yeah, exactly. But it's good because things are supervised, you know, and that's what you need is something that is a supervised event. So you can be safe, so you can get to know someone, so you can, if somebody pushes you beyond what you are comfortable doing, there's somebody there to put a stop to it.
All right, then, you know what, this is a perfect time to actually segue into Safe Words, Boy Neil.
Yes. That might be, and it's a good thing is the use of safe words. I mean, that's something that when you're in any type of scene, when you don't, especially the first time or the first few times that you're with a dominant, if you're the submissive, you want a safe word set up. And usually, I think the most common safe word used, or I was ever asked to use, they always said, okay, it'll be Rumpelstiltskin. I don't know why. Why do they always choose? Why do masters and dominants always
Because it's really long,
that?
And if you're going to say it, you're going to mean it.
Yeah, that's kind of it, maybe. Some use a light type method. I've heard that.
The majority
as well.
That I've heard of does, where green is continue, yellow is stop what you're doing, but you can continue with something else, and red is red.
Red, it's over. Exactly right.
Everything will cease.
But you want to make sure that whoever, and this is stuff you talk about and you can set up ahead of time. And if you have a dominant that wants to play with you and you bring up, we'll need a safe word, we'll need a safe call, we'll need this, and they go, huh, what, oh, yeah, sure. Well, chances of two things, either they're phony, they've never done it before, so you'll be the first time, which it will not be safe alone, or they can't be trusted, one of the three. So these are things you want to go through every time with someone before you set up and get up and play. And I would always say, too, a great safe thing to do is see if you can meet this person out somewhere else. Meet them out in a mall, a good place. I've had people ask to meet me, or we've met at a food court in a mall. Why? There's always tons of
You're
people
hoping for
in
a
there.
Flash mob?
Yeah. Nowadays. But there will always be tons of people there. There's always security present. It's a very safe place. Or you can go to a coffee shop.
I mean, I understand why some people wouldn't want to do that, because sometimes the excitement of going to somebody's place, dressed up a certain way, having a scene organized, is part of the attraction and the mystique of doing it. So you may not want to meet somebody first for coffee and have the small talk, because you just want to get tied up, fucked, and get out. So those are the things that, you know, a lot of time that's one of the reasons maybe people don't use the safe word or the safe call, because they want that mysterious thing. They're not sure what's going to happen.
I have a question. But when you go for a job, right?
Correct.
What do you ask for?
Resume.
Yep. Oh, what else?
Are you asked for?
Yep. What else? Resumes.
References as well. Yeah. And that's another good point. Don't be afraid. If you're gonna give your body over to somebody to use like that, don't be afraid to ask for references. Are there other people that you played with that I might know that I can talk to? Or is there people I can talk to that you have had a session or had training with or been trained by? You know, you can't really be afraid to ask that. But again, a good point. Try to find a local event, because it's much easier to talk to somebody and learn all these things about somebody face-to-face than it is over the Internet. Because so much what they can do over the Internet is so much bullshit. It really is.
Well, I
mean, we've all been bullshitted online.
I mean, all on the Internet.
Other than
you,
Master, because you never really hooked up on the Internet, did you?
Actually, I'm sorry, but that's how we met.
It was
Are you saying no?
No, it was not.
It was not on
it
net.
It was actually Manhunt.
Really?
Was it really?
Manhunt.
Yes.
What the fuck was I doing on Manhunt?
Yes.
A real
apparently.
A real man. A real slutty site, sir. I didn't know that.
No, what? Actually, the first
that's
time I saw
one,
him was a pair of legs.
That's, a, that's a dating
Dukes.
Site.
That's
and
how you,
boots.
What? You had Daisy Dukes on the first time?
No.
Yes. You had a pair of cut-off jeans that I...
Oh, my balls were hanging out.
Yeah, and you had work
Sheila
boots.
Took the pictures of
I've
them.
Seen that picture, sir. That wasn't... I'm glad that they're not out there anymore, sir. But
that was... I was.
This doesn't sound flattering, sir.
No.
I was... Literally, I was working on the bathroom, and it was... I wasn't posed or anything. I was literally tearing the ceiling out, and that was just the work shorts I had, because it was fucking hot in there. And my ex-wife... My wife at the time took all these pictures.
It was a hot picture. It looked like a construction worker from the waist down, and he has really nice, hunky, hairy legs and a pair of work boots. Woof, hello. Hey, my picture was a profile of my profile picture is me as a police officer.
You lying fuck.
Yeah. I didn't lie.
You were looking for a cop, weren't you?
Yes,
he was. I was. I figured it'd be safer that way. No, I'm serious.
And what did I say? If I tell you, I may have to hurt you.
No, you just said I can't talk about it. I work in Toronto. I should have figured that out, especially when he was playing with my hair.
Wow. One of the things I wanted
what
to...
What hair?
On my ass.
I mean, trying to braid it?
Yeah.
No. One of the things I wanted to point out was that
braid
also...
Braid it, you could put cornrows in
it. Is please ask everyone. We do have a page on Facebook as well, House of MS... MNSM.
What is
so
it
please
what's it stand for? That'll help you remember.
It's not remembering.
It's, right
it's a tongue.
Oh, no, you can't even
it's the tongue
that.
Twist. I want you to say it three times fast.
House of MNSM.
Master
House
Noel
of MNSM.
And Sir Mark.
No. Do the House of MNSM.
Yeah, but the abbreviation is basically Master Noel and Sir Mark.
All right, but that's not the webpage. So he's avoiding this now. Sir doesn't know as he won't be able to say it twice
Don't
in
put
a row.
Me on the spot.
His first language is French. You're going to ask him to say English tongue twisters? That's
yeah,
just
that's
mean,
just
brother.
It's not going to happen.
I find it amusing.
Well, Master, let's hear you say it over and over.
Time for commercial.
Time for commercial break. But please do like us on Facebook.